Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my friends, wherever you are around this globe. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor and change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, trying to inspire choices, change, transformation, and uplifting humans, one human at a time. And today I am blessed. I'm so happy. I have my friend with me, Rick Marin. He is a healer, but not in your traditional sense. He is leading the pathway from his own healing to healing others. I've experienced being in his presence, and they say the divine masculine in all humans is presence, penetration, and claim. And I can tell you that Rick walks around with that, but he's also met his divine feminine, which is invitation, surrender, and expression. This is a whole human. And we're going to talk with him. He is a hypnotist, a transformational guide. He's also a veteran. He had literally had to go through the darkness of PTSD and figure out how to heal himself. Because my friends, when we go to war, you know, there are no winners at war, right? And we have to heal ourselves to get to the other side. And he helps people reconnect to themselves once he learned to reconnect to himself. His journey is extraordinary, from child to soldier, from veteran carrying invisible wounds to a man who learns how to sit in silence, feel deeply, and transform pain into presence. Welcome, welcome, Rick Marin. That's RickMarin.com if you want to find him. Welcome to the show, Rick. I'm so excited that I get to see you again and we get to chat.
Yeah, thank you, Tina. It's been a long time.
And It has. I realized it was 2 years ago today that I met you in that New York experience. I had met you in Colorado prior to that.
Yeah.
And both were healing for me. Such healing journeys, such healing experiences. And you were not only a witness, but a guide for me to transform. So it's been 2 years. Tell me about your life. Briefly, first segment, I'd love to you give that short arc of where you were as a child, how you got into the military, and then maybe how you came out of the military, and then how, you know, so ABCD for our listeners, so they kind of know who you are.
Yeah, that makes sense. So there's, I guess, as a child, I grew up in like an interesting situation. My grandma was sick. She was diabetic and nobody knew it. And so she used to have these fits and she was one of my primary caregivers. So like it was a kind of a scary upbringing, right? And we're developing our patterns for our whole life, you know, during our early years up until like about 12. And you know how that works.
Yep.
So my patterns, they needed some work. Put it that way. And I was working in New York, building parking machines, and I had joined the army, and I went out there. I ended up on a recon team where we, you know, went behind enemy lines and did our thing. And
that's scary.
Yeah,
it's front line, but it's like spy work.
it was intense. Like we were on small teams, and we went out there and we did the thing. One day we were training. It's interesting too, because I came from New York, and this happened at the intersection of these two routes, Mets and Yankees. Right? So like it was a subway series, and we headed out to train these Iraqi soldiers, and a bomb went off, and I hit my head, and I woke up, and you know it was that like beep noise from like the movies, and like there was dirt falling. Somebody was slapping my leg, asking me if I was all right. And I went on, and I kept like maybe three missions more after that. And I had a concussion, and I knew I wasn't going to get to sleep anyway, so I just kept working. Later on, that started to really affect things. And there's this way that PTSD and TBI is commingle, right? And like they kind of
Hold on one sec. TBI, I want to tell our listeners,
Oh
traumatic brain injury. I know what it meant, but some people may
yeah.
not understand that. Concussions, whether it's on the football field or from a bomb or from massively hit, falling down and hitting your head. So keep going.
Yeah. So I ended up eventually not really knowing why I was in my own garage, right? In my
Oh,
relationship.
so you're home at the time.
Yeah, I'm home. Like, and it was like years later, and like my working memory, right? So the memory that like is logging the next few things you're gonna do, right? That part of the memory.
Yeah.
Just and short term too, just kind of started to fade and kept fading. And I needed to figure out a way to rewire it and figure out like what I was doing in the room that I was in. And I had no idea where to start. And I was trying to also at the same time, I was working to fix my relationship because there were like just ways I couldn't connect, right? Like there's like a bunch of tiny Legos that just didn't fit together. And I was going through this training with Caitlin V. She's like a YouTube personality and also like a erotic blueprints coach. And she was teaching men about relationships, right? So I was learning from her. I eventually became a leader in her men's group. And while I was doing that, I ran into Genevieve, and that's who we met through. And she told me that she could help me repattern my brain. And we use this process called the orgasmic arc to move a lot of that trauma all the way through, where you're just tapping into what it is, finding it in the body, turning it into metaphor, moving it through, and then finding these ecstatic states. So it was super powerful. And eventually I got to the point where I was also bringing in hypnosis. So I started training with, Melissa Tears, who is also out of New York, and it's a center for integrative hypnosis. And so I certified with her in hypnosis, and I started to be able to reorganize the way that I was thinking using these hypnotic processes, right? And having hypnosis done for me and things like that. So like it was super powerful stuff. And then eventually I realized that there was something missing. She had this ability to notice stuff in people that I didn't quite have yet. And so I found somebody who worked with human behavior, Chase Hughes, and I've been training with him for the last like couple of years.
Beautiful. So let's go back because, we have hypnosis, we have Caitlin V, we have Genevieve, and now this new man, Chase, that you said. So I want to point out to our listeners one really important thing, and it's something that I learned, I think later in life, is life is school. Right? We have this story that we had education and then we're in life. But life school, right? And having mentors continuously in our lives to keep growing, transforming, and making life, I would say, less suffering and more pleasurable is a piece of the puzzle, right? And so I want to applaud you for intuitively knowing, wait a minute, I can't do life alone. Life is a team sport. Because I spent way too many years, like, think, I just, I mean, I was always studying healing, right, as a physician. But I wasn't, I think I was studying the body as opposed to, it took me a while to go back to comprehensive healing and thinking about healing myself, right? It was a, anyway, so I love the fact that you have mentors, and I just that in and of itself helps you grow. Let's pick apart the mentorships, if you can, of like, what did you pull from Caitlin that helped you grow? And then what did you pull from Genevieve? If You know, to me, Genevieve is like taught me safety, right? She taught me to like really realize that I had to provide my own safety and not rely on another human. But you may have learned something completely different from her. So I'm curious because I know these people and they're not all of them. I know two out of the four. So let's pick it apart for people because I think it's so fascinating, right?
Absolutely. So we'll go, we could start with Caitlin. That sounds great. So, I found something in the way that she spoke and like the energy that she brought to like the topic of sex and relationships, right? And like how just direct she was with like this is what it actually is. And she was a sexologist and like so she's had quite a bit of knowledge, right? So how could
And
I
for anyone
learn
who
from
doesn't
her?
know
But
Caitlin V, Caitlin V, and she actually really she's a she, but her primary focus is men. So just putting it out there.
absolutely. And so I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to learn there, but I knew that she could help me with the way that I was relating to myself and with other people. And that's where I was introduced to the erotic blueprints. And I started to focus more on myself than with anyone else. And like, what is it that I genuinely want? What bubbles up from within inside me? And getting in touch with my arousal as a man, right? And it's not just like, ooh, I see something, and it goes up. It's more like, what is coming up from within inside me? And like, what is it? What is this, this thought, this, thing I'm going to work with? What's this energy, right? And how to balance it.
I love it. I love the blueprints as a blueprint coach. You know, it's the erotic blueprints. If anyone wants, there are some other episodes where I talked about it, met with people. It's your accelerators, it's your deep aliveness, it's getting in touch with what brings you pleasure at your core, right? There's an energetic, essential, sexual, kinky, which is just kinky lives in the mind and the taboo. Sensual lives in the heart and the emotions and all your five senses. Energetic lives in the space between. And the sexual is what we all know. It's the body, right? And then you can have the shapeshifter, which needs it all. But
That's
I'm
me.
curious for you, just because I love the blueprints. And I actually think, and I invite you, especially as you're working and helping people heal. What's come to me recently is your sexuality, that aliveness energy. We're living in a world right now where so many people are calling it anxiety or nervousness, and it's just an aliveness that doesn't know where to go. It doesn't know how to be directed, right? Or it's so damped down that they can't access it, they can't feel it. That's the depression, right? But all of us are energetic beings and have this energy within, right? So what's your blueprint?
I'm a shapeshifter. So I'm
Of course,
all of
so am
them. So and so like it just made sense because without one of them, everything feels like it's flat. Like I'm looking out over just a flat grassy plain and there's nothing there but the sky. And like so it's super interesting because then once I got in touch with all of them and I figured out how they stacked with each other and like I then knew how to relate to myself in a way where I could relate to others. I
It's
could tell
so
people what I
funny.
wanted, and I didn't know.
I was a shapeshifter too. And the first time I took the quiz, I wasn't. And then one morning with Jaya in her session, I was much more willing to answer like from my core. And I realized I did need it all. And like, I can't, but I'd always been taught to damp it all down, you know? And so we need to take our first break. We're going to come back and talk more with Rick Marin and learn more about this transformational healer, this shapeshifter, how you can figure out who you are from your core. Once again, you're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And please come right back because we got to learn so much more from this gentleman.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome, welcome back. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I want to remind everybody that I have a book by the same name, Your Healing Playground. What a great gift for somebody. Learning to heal through play. Summer is coming up. It's an easy read. Might help you while you're sitting at the beach. It's all about getting in touch with who you are inside and playing your way back. Really loving yourself back to a wellness state. Because a wellness state is a state of mind, state of energy, state of being. Today I have with me Rick Marin, and he is a transformational healer, helping you get to know who you are deep at your core. So once again, you can transform yourself. You can find him at rickmarin.com. That's M-A-R-R-E-N with for his last name. And Rick, before we were talking about how Caitlin helped you discover your erotic blueprint, which basically, my friends, teaches you basically if you run on AAA, AA, C or D batteries, it's really figuring out how you access pleasure, how you turn your body, your energy, your machine on, right? So that's one piece of the puzzle. For me, you got to know your shadows too. That's what's keeping you off, right? So yeah. What you went from Caitlin as your first teacher, recognizing Rick is also a veteran, my friends, with PTSD, traumatic brain injury. You know, he fought for this country. So you started to know your erotic blueprint. You started to enliven yourself, but that wasn't enough. What else did you need?
Yeah. So it was the next step was tapping into, I think it was like, it has to be something energetic, right? And I saw a video of Genevieve doing the orgasmic arc. And I was like, well, that is definitely energetic.
Yeah.
I want to know how to do that. Like, right. So like, just like feeling energy and moving it and playing with that type of pleasure is a really powerful way to be. So yeah. I'm watching her on this video and I was like, I got to know how to do that. So I signed up for the course. I took the course and then I ended up working with her one-on-one and then like side by side for a couple of years. All right. And she taught me so much. It was really incredible. But there was like this this depth of knowing within myself and how to transform triggers as they came up. Right. So
How
that's where,
beautiful.
yeah, that's where like, so there are these pieces. So like, okay, when something comes up within you and you realize it and you can push pause. Now, what do you do with that?
I
Right.
want to stop for a second because that is so critical. I know that was part of my transformation too. When you feel a negativity in your body, when you feel a trigger, when you feel like the cat just like standing on end, pressing pause instead of reacting. So critical, right?
Yeah.
Can change everything. So tell us more about when you press pause, then what do you do?
So at that time, I ran the orgasmic arc, which was her framework, right? And it's
Right.
6 steps that start with safety. And then you're like you were talking about earlier. And it's really safety is this I don't use the word safety. I like call it deep grounding, right?
Yeah,
Like
beautiful.
for me, it's like this like deep grounded feeling. It's like a heaviness in my spine. I can feel like the depth of myself in my face, right?
Beautiful.
And once that's cultivated, then you can move within the framework to find where the energy is naturally flowing, meet it, build it until there's a release, and then come into the next 2 stages, which are just like this like oceanic boundlessness, right? And then maybe insight will come in after have everything to do with whatever that initial trigger was.
Yeah.
And so the idea was to I added another step, which was to then recall the initial stimulus
Ah,
and
yeah.
notice the difference, right? And so noticing that difference and tracking that over time
That's such the
was,
masculine having
yeah.
logic and order to put on top of the framework. I love it.
Yeah, what that did was it made it so that I had a realized experience of transformation and a realized experience of the difference. Sometimes I would even write it down and rate it, like how much I believed the initial stimulus after, right? Like 1 to 100, give it a percentage point, things like that.
Right.
And so what that did was it moved a lot of those triggers permanently. They were just gone. It stopped
Yeah.
happening. I stopped grinding my teeth, like all so many benefits from doing this practice over and over and over again.
You really, nerves that fire together wire together. And yet there's this, medically we know now the brain, it's neuroplastic. It can be molded, it can be changed. You literally can change what neurons are firing. So what you're doing by the energetic practice, you're feeling it to heal it. So you're being with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But by doing it repetitively and having a new ending, having a new ending, having a new ending, you're changing. It's like writing I always joke that the book, The Firm, I loved it, but the ending was flat. And then when they made the movie, they changed the ending. And I was like, ah, they fixed it. And that's what we do in life. We metabolize our stories and we can give them new endings. So you're changing the wiring in your brain. And that's what you did. Sorry to interrupt, but I just want people to understand that your stories are not permanent. Your stories are memories that can be changed. And so the wiring can be changed. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's and so a lot of hypnosis also does the same sort of thing. So I noticed that there's a lot of hypnotic protocols that will absolutely do that. And there's ways to use neuroplasticity that are really fast,
Oh,
right?
cool.
That
Tell
you
us
can do
more.
in a moment. Yeah. So like I was studying with Melissa Tears at she's who I certified with in hypnosis, or one of the people. And
Right.
she had this method for self-directed neuroplasticity. So it's using this meta pattern, right?
What's
So
it called?
it's called the meta pattern, right? And she
Meta
had come up,
pattern.
yeah, the meta pattern,
Okay.
yeah. And
Okay.
she had come up with it. Somebody else did, but I don't recall who. But I learned it from her, and so that's just who I'll say. And so you're gonna associate into the issue, right? Dissociate out of it, build a resource, and then recall the initial stimulus and what's different. And I was like, I was doing that. No way. So it was something that I was doing with the ARC.
Right.
And it was rewiring things, and it stayed that way. And I was like, no wonder. And then I learned all the neuroscience behind it. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. So I teach this now to people, like the
do you want, is it quick and easy? Do you want to do a practical, or is it?
Yeah. I mean, we could do something quick and easy. It's, I mean, we could do like bilateral stimulation, right? But
whatever you want.
Yeah.
I can be your subject. I just want people to know how cool and easy it can be.
Yeah. So I have this ball in my hand. Okay? And, the idea is to recall something that most recently bothered you, because you don't have to go all the way back to childhood. You can pick it up right here, because that neural network is the same neural network, right?
Right, right, right.
So you think about something that's upsetting you, right? And I'll just pick something for me. And you don't even have to say what it is. You just feel it. Feel it. Notice what you're seeing, what's happening in your body. Maybe there's a body sensation. Maybe you're seeing something. Maybe it's a stop motion movie. That's the place to paste the resource. And that's the thing you'll recall at the end. And so then you just take the object. I have a ball, and just pass it back and forth between your hands. After
I'm passing my phone back.
Yeah. And just back and forth. The ball's on my desk because I use it all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah. So just passing it back and forth. And you'll notice that at some point, and it might take a minute and a half or like maybe like 30 seconds, but your nervous system will start to relax. Your shoulders might drop. Your breath might go deeper into your belly. And you might start to feel a little bit of a letting go. Right. So from here, you can just take that object and rest it down when you're ready and recall the initial stimulus and the difference in the way that you react to it. And
yeah.
It doesn't have to be huge. It can be small. It can be a small difference, but that small difference done three times turns into a pretty big difference. And then the next time that stimulus that's coming through your nervous system, right? Because we're going to pick things up in the environment. That stimulus that's coming through your nervous system isn't going to do the same thing when it turns into a thought, right? And so the way that it happens, and I'm sure you know this, but just for the audience, right? So you have all these nerves, they're going to sense things, right? So like your nervous system is sensing and picking up things. You might notice a visual cue or something that reminds you of an old neural network. That's how triggers happen. That's why we get upset while we're doing the dishes and things like that, right? And so this stimulus happens, and then it goes to the brain stem, and then it goes to the midbrain, and then it hasn't turned into a thought yet, but like that feeling happens before it turns into a thought, and then it turns into a thought, and we bounce it back and forth and make sense of it, right? So if we can get it before with like this ball and a little bilateral stimulation, get it before we can think about it, then all of a sudden we can make transformation happen pretty effortlessly.
I love that. The minute you, so I actually say we're a sensation machine.
Yeah.
Right? We're always sensing the environment.
Yeah.
And then the brain makes sense of what we sense. And that is when we call it an emotion. And then the cycle starts happening. So you're breaking it before the brain, you're being aware of the sense and breaking the upward connection.
Yeah.
Once you feel the sense, love it. We need to take our next break. I'm so excited. This is a new tool for me. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I'm your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I have with me Rick Marin today, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back for more.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I have with me a guest today, Rick Marin. We're talking about transformational healing and new technologies. I want to remind you that the second Wednesday of every month, I am now doing a live free class, Birthing Your Fertility Goddess, Rebirthing Your Fertility Goddess, reminding the women out there that you were born to create. You are creative humans. You are born to create your life, future lives, whatever. And there is more than just the IVF lab to get pregnant. So come with me. It's a free masterclass. And let's get back to chatting about healing and novel tools to heal. So we talked about passing objects one hand to the next to change the wiring when you're triggered. I just love that. And it literally changes the brain, changes the body. Rick, what other tools are up your sleeve that you work with? Oh, this is just great. So tell me a little bit more about hypnosis too, because you really train with hypnosis. And then also you tell me about the next teacher. You just briefly mentioned, I'd love to hear a little bit more about hypnosis and the new stuff you're learning as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So hypnosis, trance itself is really cool. And there are a lot of misconceptions about it, right? Like some
people hear it's, you know, they're all scared they're going to be doing weird things, right? And made to live under the cult of somebody else's, you know, snap my fingers and you'll do this. So explain to the audience kind of safe hypnosis as opposed to theatrical hypnosis.
Yeah. So what I do is not theatrical at all. It's actually, we're tapping into the higher processing power of someone's brain.
Because
the conscious mind is only processing about 40 bits of information per second, right?
Okay.
But the unconscious can process millions. And so when we use our own brilliance, right? So like, and it's like a co-creation, right?
Yes.
This like beautiful back and forth that happens. When we tap into that brilliance, all of a sudden, you know, we all know what we really want to be doing, right? There's like the nervous system and the mind just need to line up.
And heart mind coherence taps us into that unified conscious field and we become way bigger than ourselves. But boy, it's so hard for us to admit that we want to be aligned.
Right. And but then when we do and we drop into trance to do that, that's where the change happens, because we also catch it before we're thinking about it. So like you're catching it and it's turning into a metaphor, right? Like, so like a closed flower might be someone's partner, you know, and then what do they need, you know, for it to open? And they could come up with the solution there, right? And then the flower opens in the trance through the actual solution that this person already knew that they needed to take.
Right?
And there's just that little tiny piece of how does the nervous system align to it and make it so that it's possible. Now, and so the...
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Just this total an aside, but...
Yeah.
I'm not good at remembering dreams, right?
Yeah.
And I also have a story, you know, about me and my imagination and this and that. But when people start doing more hypnosis, are they more likely to start accessing their dreams and remember? Because I think the dream state is a hypnotic state.
Yeah, you have
a
really great point there. So like the REM cycle, right? Like
we metabolize our emotions through REM, but if you don't remember it, like, you know?
Yeah. So I did this really wild experiment with that.
Okay. Right?
So I spent maybe it was about like 6 months sleeping on the floor on a mat in different locations. And every time I would wake up having a dream, I would walk over to my whiteboard and I would write down and I did this specifically for negative thoughts. So there's another tool that you can use if they really want to disrupt their sleep. That's what it did. It also taught me about sleep for hypnosis and how to maximize rest.
Okay.
But so I learned a bit while I was doing this by just experimenting and trying over and over again different things. And so what I would do is I would write down whatever it was that I was thinking. If it was negative, I would come up with a reframe and I would go back to sleep. Right. And I'd lay down. And when you jump out of a REM cycle like that and you go back into it, you're going to rehearse whatever the reframe was.
So that sounds like lucid dreaming.
Hundreds of times. Yeah. Yeah. And so there's this, but catching it over and over and over again, I started to, at least this is the way it worked for me, I started to catch my dreams more and remember them. And like there's this, and it's like a state dependent learning type of thing. So like if you write it down as soon as you wake up,
yeah,
you have a better chance of doing it because you're still close to that state.
Yeah. The minute you wait a little bit, you forget. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a really powerful way to play with dreaming and reframing that way.
Sleeping in different places on a different mat, did that access, like how did that access your dreams differently?
Well, what it did was it forced me to reorient over and over and over again. So I was like, how can I make this novel and new? Because if it's a static pattern and I'm in the same spot, I'm in my bed, I might not want to jot it down, you know?
Ah.
So what I just created the conditions for success. Yeah.
Interesting. That's your shapeshifter brain.
Yeah.
needing variety to create the conditions, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So you take, how do you put people down in hypnosis? Is it like counting back or are you suggesting to them what they're thinking about or what, how does that work?
A lot of times, the person already knows what they need to think about.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm not really adding anything. I'm just asking the questions that might bring it out, right? Uh-huh. And so like sometimes there's counting. Sometimes we'll do like an intuition session where you drop down into a place and you can access your higher self. We can do really cool stuff like medical labs where you can access your subconscious mind, the one that's beating your heart, right? And make changes down there, right? Boost your immune system, things like that. There's all sorts of really, really interesting stuff that you could do, but there are so many different inductions and ones that I'm trained in. And it's really, at this point, it's what's best for this client.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where we might count down for a first session and, you know, go down a beautiful staircase to a beautiful door and open up and see your intuition behind there. And like that could be a field or a mountain or a beautiful stream. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it's just like I've seen this a few times where it was just like all black and a floor with water on it, just a thin layer of water, which is super interesting when that one comes up. Yeah.
So how, and again, people seeking you out, I imagine, are open. They're seeking you out because they are open to this kind of therapy. Is there still resistance of getting down in there? Like, and how do you deal with resistance, the resistant brain?
Well,
My
so
brain has a heart. My brain loves to try and do hypnosis, and I know it doesn't want to go down there.
well,
It
your
wakes
brain,
me up.
and so then your brain is in charge,
Yeah, my
right?
brain is
Yeah,
so, I'm so hyperlogical. My brain
but
does
you're,
not want to go where it doesn't want to go. It's terrible.
yeah, but your brain's also in charge for the trance. So that's the like so then in that case like you're it's your show and we can access your higher power and your ability to drop down there because you're the one that's capable of doing it. So it's really like how do you frame it for the client where they can access that higher processing power?
Got it.
And it doesn't need to be deep. It can be like something where we just say the right things to stack neurochemicals, right? And create something without going into a deep trance, and change happens, and over and over again. So it's not necessarily like, and so it doesn't like going back to before the misconceptions. It's not always necessarily the same thing for everyone. Some people have these amazing visuals. Some people will have these amazing body feelings. Some people will, they will be in conscious control of the thing, right, or whatever's going on, right, but.
Right.
They'll lead.
Yeah, it's an interesting. I've done it, and it's funny that you mention it because I want to go deeper, and my logic brain, is like, and I remember one time, like all of a sudden, my body sensation started to change. Like the visual, it wasn't as visual. And I was like, whoa, like the awareness that I couldn't control the body sensation, right? The brain was, I think, desperately trying to control what I was looking at. And I was joking, like, this is from a TV show. This, I'm making it up. And, and then I'm like, whoa, my body really had an experience that I couldn't control the body, right? Which is what I know, that the, I joke, but the brain is supposed to be a servant to the heart because the heart comes first and the brain comes second when we're born, right? When we're being configured. But the brain gets tricked into thinking it's the king because we live in this world that says the brain is king. And it's like, no, your brain is the Your brain is the tool of the queen. The queen's the heart. Like, anyway, so funny. All right, we're going to take our last break. We'll come back. And I really want to hear about the new stuff you're learning. So fascinating. Once again, we're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back to hear more brilliance from Rick Marin.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, this is Your Healing Playground. I'm your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I have with me guest Rick Marin talking about healing through hypnosis, orgasmic arc, the erotic blueprints, and so much more. I want to remind you, number one, if you're liking this podcast, please subscribe. Go to Spotify and Apple and all those great places where you can get your podcasts. Share it with your friends and check out drtinaplays.com, where I will place new retreats that are coming up this summer. I'm going to do a retreat on tuning in and turning on, learning to trust yourself and your body. Please, please check it out. And check out rickmarin.com, rickmarin.com, to learn more about his amazing healing. And Rick, tell me more. We've talked about the blueprints, the orgasmic arc, moving triggers, using hypnosis, and what's your latest thing?
Yeah, so my latest thing, it started with me looking to learn more about behavior, right? And like different things that my hypnosis teacher was picking up that she wasn't teaching, but I could tell she knew really, really well. Right. And it's not, it just wasn't what she taught. It's like behavior people are like their own little world. So I found this guy, Chase Hughes, one of my hypnotist friends, told me to check him out. He was a Navy veteran. And I was like, oh, I'm a veteran.
Oh,
too.
Interesting.
You know,
got that in common.
Probably speaks my language.
Yeah.
And I might get it really easily. Right. So I started kind of with this book, 6-Minute X-Ray. And like, it just taught you about, human behavior. So I put it in my headphones at the gym because I like state dependent learning. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to learn something that's active, I'm going to be active learning it.
Right? Ooh. So,
yeah.
I like that state dependent learning. That's a great concept of learning while you're in a certain state. Love it. Again, as you're energetic, knowing your body. When you know your body. I love it. Keep going.
Yeah, it was super helpful. And so I started to be able to pick up on different behavioral cues that I noticed in people. Like I would be on the treadmill jogging and I would see like, you know, people in the weight room, how they were interacting. And there were just these really incredible ways to pick out people's like human needs, right? So like you can see them really quickly. Like it's like a matter of seconds when you're practiced at this stuff, where you can just like see somebody and then meet them fully, right? With an open heart. It's really beautiful. And so like I started training and I'm reading this book and I'm like, okay, I want to know how to do this so that when I'm sitting with a client, I pick up the cues that they have for me, right? Because they're right there. They're in the facial expressions, they're in the way they hold their shoulders, they're in the way they take that chest breath when they say the thing. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to pick up on it and meet it in a moment in a way that they can hear. And that happens neurochemically, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where I started learning about neuroscience and behavioral science, things like that. I kept at it. And so that's what I do now. But I think really more than that, I've taken that and combined it with hypnosis, right? Because there is some hypnotic processes in there, right? I combine that with hypnosis to help people build like more beautiful relationships and to eliminate triggers in the way that they relate with each other, right? So back to like standing, doing the dishes, right? Like if something's coming up, right? And, you know, why am I doing all these dishes? Like, who left them here for me? That sort of thing. That's not what's wrong. It's something else. But that's part of the neural network, right? Because it's like one of these automatic patterns that we have, like driving, right? Where you get into it and all of a sudden, that's where you just hit this automatic pattern and the mind starts to do its thing, right? So being able to hit pause in those moments and say, oh, what's really going on here? And if you find two people that are experiencing something, right? Like I had a couple who they were having triggers around caring for their daughter with special needs, right? And they both really deeply wanted to care about the daughter with special needs, right? And care for her in a way that like filled them both up. But they were triggering each other in doing that, right? The goal was the same. And like, it's just aligning the nervous system with that goal. Like, what do they really want here, right? Do they want to feel a million miles apart while they're laying in bed? No, they don't want that. They want to feel together, right? And so like finding where that small shift happens is how those things combine. And so when they meet, all of a sudden, the triggers stop happening, because when they make it all the way up the spine into the brain, and there's no trigger there, because because we shifted it.
So I'm curious, and we have literally just a few minutes left, but knowing like the behaviors and how people take things in, there's so many personality tests, right? They're your erotic blueprints, they're your DISC, your bank, your, you know, Myers-Briggs, your Clifton strengths. Yeah. But when it comes to behaviors and how they behave, how many of that is pre-programmed? And again, this is your philosophy. It's not, I'm not holding you to this. How many of that is trigger-based of patterns of doing things versus authentic alignment? Do you have a sense of that?
So this is part of the Chase Hughes stuff. Like, we're right. all the product of childhood suffering and reward.
Right.
In some way, we were rewarded, and we had to go through some things, right? So it's really everything is coming from that, and the patterns established within that period of time.
So again, it's who you are as your core, and then you're layered on top of that as your experiences, which led to how the brain gets dosed. You know, it's the existential kink. The body always wants pleasure, and sometimes you're getting pleasure from suffering. So you got to uncover.
Yeah, and we can shift those things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so, like, once they're shifted, then it stops presenting the same way.
Right. Someone once said to me not too long ago, one of my nervous system people or energetic, why are you addicted to suffering in your story? Of always being like, you can't make a choice. And it was like, oh yeah. And then I realized I was addicted to my, I had an unconscious loyalty to being overly humble because my father was braggadocious. Yeah. And so when I made that connection, it became conscious. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I can celebrate my celebrations. Anyway, I could talk to you for hours, but we are limited in time. So, Rick, you have been an amazing conversationalist, teaching so much about healing and about how healing happens in your body in connection with others. I actually say we went name it to tame it is Western medicine 1.0. Feel it to heal it is 2.0. But what I say is coming up is collaborate to liberate, because it's in connection. And a lot of us, myself included, try and heal by themselves, but it's in the collaboration and the witnessing and the joining forces energetically that deeper healing happens. And I know I healed in your presence twice before. I healed in your presence again today, just learning about this stuff. And I celebrate you. I celebrate your transformations. I celebrate the relationships that you are transforming. And my friends, go check out Rick Marin. I imagine you're on Zoom. You don't have to be in person.
Yeah.
On Zoom. So anywhere in the world, dudes, females.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine. Play is your medicine.